Я не нужен.
Так, побольше.
Good. So we begin. Some English characteristics upon which both natives and visitors have tended to agree have to do with national psychology. Egoism, self-confidence, intolerance of outsiders, ostentatious wealth, independence, social mobility, love of comfort, and a strong belief in private property. Others, equally marked, have to do with the physical appearance of English town and country, and are more easily illustrated than described. These are an urge to wander over the earth and bring back its products to make England a microcosm of the world. A preoccupation with home that has led to the evolution of both the English home, informal, relaxed and domestic, and its landscape setting. A love of games in which, until the rise of the spectator sports, competition was less important than enjoyment. And that special feeling for the sea that made Englishmen not only great sailors and explorers, but also the inventors of the seaside holiday. We come back to the cliché that Britain is an island, a fact that has been subtly decisive in so many aspects of her history. In the Reformation, which determines the course of religion in England. In the pattern of trade, which led to the formation of the empire. In the growth of a navy at the expense of an army, with its repercussions on the political system. And, last but by no means least, in the well-known insularity of English art and English music. The cultural moat has often been wider than the 21 miles of water that separate Dover from Calais.